The idea is to talk a topic of Rosh Hashanah, and I think it's a very important topic of Rosh Hashanah, then we'll continue on Yom Kippur, is something called, that we call the Dormita, with something, an interesting topic. So let's go see, and I think it's relevant to this year, the eclipse before Chodesh Elul. I think it all fits on the same narrative. So says the Gemara like this. The Gemara in Brochas Daf Samech Aleph Amud Aleph. Vayiven Elokin Evtasela. Kodesh Baruch Hu built the Tzela. The simple translation, the Tzela, is the rib. But as we know, Chazal never understood that that was a rib. Machlek is Rav Ushmuel. Chad Amar Partzuf Vechad Amar Zonav. One says that the female and the male, they were two faces. So when it says Tzela, Tzela means the side. The male and the female were two faces, or two individuals connected from the back, facing away from each other. And the other man, the Omer, says, was a zonov. Zonov is a tail. The female was a tail, because the man doesn't have a tail. So the Rishonim explained, doesn't mean a tail, it means a part of the body that could be removed. That is, zonov is always something which is secondary to the body. So the female was the quote-unquote tail of the male, and that was taken away. And tzela might mean a rib, but means a superfluous part of the body. So the Gemara says like this. So if it was two faces, it makes sense. The woman, man was created face and back. If it was a tail, what's a chor v'kedem tzartani? So the Gemara says, the Omar Rabami, Achoyr Lemain Sebreshis, Bekodem Lepurdonos. He was the end, Adam is the end of Main Sebreshis and the beginning of punishment. So the Gemara, so it doesn't mean that he was created face and back. He was face, meaning he was the back of creation and the beginning of punishment. That was Adam. Bishlam Achor Lemain Sebreshis, the Loivri Admali Shabbat. First, the Gemara says, it makes sense that he was the end of Main Sebreshis because he was born on Erev Shabbos, the end of everything else. Elav Ekodav Puronus, Puronus Demai, meaning how, what does it mean that he was the first to be punished, the man, the human? So the Gemara goes, just skip three lines. The Gemara says, Ela Puronus Demabul. Oh, Demabul. Dechsi Vayimach is called Ekuma Sherapne Adama, Meodam Vad Behemah. He was the first to be punished. When Hashem destroyed the marble, first he destroyed mankind and then the animals. Okay. Now, if you go and you just skip to the end of the third, fourth line from the bottom. Bishlama leman domar partzva nechsiv zochor nekev abrom. If there were two faces, it makes sense. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says they created men, male and female. Ela. The man, the Omer, Zonav, but if it was a tail. So the female, Adam was created a male, not male and female. What does it mean, Zohar, in the cave of Brom? So the Gemara, kid Rabbi Bo, like Rabbi Bo, Rabbi Bo, Rami, Rabbi Bo, asked the question. Chsiv Zohar in the cave of Brom. One Pesach says the Adam was created male and female. Kibet Selam Elokim says Adam. And the other one, it says, Adam was created, not male and female, just a male. Haketza, so the Gemara says that's what it means. Bitchila. Originally, all of it died to Levor Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create male and female. So the original thought was a male and female. But to Lebasov, lo nivra elechad. But at the end, it was only created one. So it's something very interesting. So everybody agrees that there were supposed to be two beings connected from the back. According to one man, the Omer, this was the original thought. But as it came out, it was changed into a tail, into something which is separable. And according to the other one, the Omer, that's how it was created. And the questions are so many in this Gemara. But also, what does it mean that God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, changed his mind? What does it mean that he changed his mind? And the question is, what's the significance of this Gemara? So we're going to see, first, the Ramchal. The Ramchal is in Sefer HaKlolim Klal Chof Ches. Inyan Ochur Be'ochur Uponim Befonim. This concept that Adam was connected from the back, either as a tail to the female or as two faces. They were connected back to back. And they were separated, and now they connect front to front, face to face. The significance of it, v'hanesira, and the concept of the splitting of Adam, this is the most significant, momentous time of creation. He says like this, shure akrevois u'arichu k'shel atachtoinim mashpia. That created a paradigm of the proximity, the closeness between the creations and the one who gives life. The male is not a male that we think is a physical male. Male represents the one that gives and gives the potential. Because if you look in the physical relationship between the male and the female, the male gives to the female. And even though the female has the egg, but the female receives the semen from the husband, and she develops it. The female is the receiver, and the male is the giver. This is the prototype of relating the receivers, the people or the recipients, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the giver, which is the prototype of creation, which is the female, versus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the mashpia, which is the male. That I mentioned, that's why all the tefillahs are in the male language, not because God is a male, because the relationship is a giver, which is a male. Now, shiuri hakrevus ve'arechuk shalech tzoyim tech mashpia. Those two relationships, the connection from back to back, or relation face to face, are the two relationships that exist between the mekablim, between the receivers, the recipients, and the mashpia. Nishar b'inyan achorponim. This is the prototype of the relationship. Ki achorayim b'chinas ha'erchak. The back is distance, is a connection that you can't separate. They are embryonically connected, but it's a concept of very much of a distance. You know why? Because they're facing away from each other. The Gemara has a shaila. If they were facing away from each other, who led whom? And the Gemara says that the male led the female. And the concept is, in the world that we live here, in the world that we connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the back, it in essence is a deep connection that you can break, but it's the ultimate distance that we don't even have the ability to walk. Even though humans have freedom of will, they could walk whatever they want, in the concept when we're connected back to back, the male leads. We're just schlepped around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that leads. And the face-to-face relationship and connection, that is the greatest form of connection. That's why is that when the female is separate from the male, and the male connects to the female, and the female searches the male. That's why in Chasa, the female surrounds the male. It's the mekablim that we are trying to reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that reconnection by choice, face to face, is the highest form of connection. Ki achorayim imchinas erchek, back to back, is the ultimate distance. Ki odom shepoine mechaver, is like somebody who turns away from his friend. Shofechor elav lav, ve'apnonim imchinas akiruv, but face to face is the biggest kiruv. Ve'hainu ha'erot ha'shpot sh'in sham sever ponim al'adraba siluk ve'richuk nikorim acharayim. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us. But he gives to us in a way, not because he's getting close to us, but it's a form of distance. That is called the Hashpo v'achoraim v'achoraim. V'kotze akiru v'hashpo sheshem sever ponim v'akriv v'nikri ponim. And when there is a Hashpo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu emanates towards us, and is something to bring us closer, that is called face to face. והנה קוץ אריחו אחור באחור וקוץ הקירו בפונים בפונים כי אחור באחור זה הופך פניו לכאן זה הופך לכאן וזה מה שפוינים זה מזה ואם פוינים זה לזה כלל when they are facing away from each other that's the ultimate distance אלא שיש לדרכו מקצהו איש לדרכו מקצהו each one wants to go the opposite way so that's why it's an amazing they are connected but that connection is the ultimate separation why? Because each one is facing away from each other he's trying to distance each other. So look at the irony. The highest form of connection, because they're connected back to back, it is the ultimate form of distance because they are facing away from each other. They're walking away from each other. It doesn't matter where you are. It only matters where you're trying to go to. Now, ponim beponim uefech, ponim beponim uefech, shesham kol apnia vekol izdabkus, but face to face, even though they're separate, still, because they are going towards each other, they're connecting, that's the highest form of connection. The connection that you are separate and you bring to connection is the highest form of connection. V'hine, v'ha'emsa shebi ha'ktzavot, eile huponim be'ochor ochor befonim. And the in-between is face to back and back to face. That's the in-between relationship. Ke'echad poinim ve'chadot, that one is facing towards the other not. V'ini kishat achtoinim b'shlemusam. When the lower creatures are in shlemus, hem nigoshim lefon izbocha kibiloch v'gas kiisha lebaila. It's like a wife to her husband. Faces towards them. Where in Shlemus? That's the concept of ponim beponim. Umatzav ze uyos nukva ponim beponim mazo. This is called in Chazal when the spheres are facing each other, like the kruvim were facing each other. The zo, the zeram, being the small face of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, which is the giver, and malchus, which is the mekabel, is facing to receiving. This is the highest form of connection. Now you see why they are separate. You see in a second. Umatzach biyoisam bilti tikun uayoisam ocher beocher. But if there is when klal yisrael, when we do what's wrong, we're distanced from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we're still connected because we can never separate from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That is the fallacy that we think that we can separate. So then we are connected embryonically, just we can't get, but we are facing away from each other. So that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which you're connected, but you're trying to get away, is the original called Ocher Beocher. You're the most connected. At the same time, you're the most distant. Ach b'yoysam bil tikud yoysam Ocher Beocher, shen le'matzach le'arim rosh lefona, ve'afu eino poin le'em ba'ava. We don't face HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we don't have the guts, and he doesn't face us. But we are still connected. The Ocher Beocher, you realize that the beginning of creation, men, male and female are created. It means that the giver and the receiver are connected. And there is a connection that you can't break. Even at a time when you're facing away from each other, we can't live without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a fallacy. The Ocher Beocher is the eclipse, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows that as much as you think that you are independent, you are not. I always say this is so true in our times, right? We're living the time of the hurricanes. 21st century technology. And the best we can tell people when there is a hurricane is pack your bags and run. And you had the governor of Florida saying, people, the only thing you can do is just pray. To tell us that as much as we're trying to face away, there is no way to run away because we are connected. That's the prototype, that when you are facing away from each other, by hook or by crook, you're connected. That's why the Adam was created, the male and the female, facing away from each other and connected in that same case. This is the world of, if you realize that this is the beginning, the Nesira, the slicing of them, it's called the beginning of Bechira. Because then once they're sliced with each other, they're independent beings, and they can still connect by choice. That's the concept of Bechira. The Ocher Beocher, they're connected from the back. We are connected from the back, but that connection from the back, there's no choice. We have nowhere to go. We're Nisbolim Mizborach. Take a look what it says. We are connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu no matter what. Bitzad heyos and the shom chelik olay kamal, because we are chelik of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ubchina zoyz lo ispardu me'oyla v'adoyla. We can never separate. That's why the female in essence is the tail. It's the tail end of Kodesh Baruch Hu, of the giver. And on that, you can't separate. This is who we are. V'lachena nukva, the chidush is that therefore the nekeva, which is the female, which are the mekablim, even the situation they're facing away from each other, they are completely connected. In this case, we're not facing each other. There's no real metaphysical attraction in relation. There is just a natural relation. This is true. That situation of Ocher Beocher connected from the back is true of every neshama before she comes to the world. She's connected to the male from the back. We don't separate. The female can't exist without the male. We think that you're independent. So therefore, when you're connected by hook or by crook, it is a situation in which we are facing away from each other. Because that idea, we will always be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either you connect it in face to face, which is by choice, or you connect it back to back, which is by nature. That's what I told you. There is no such a thing that you can get away from it. You realize that the slicing of Adam happened when Adam was sleeping. That's called the tardema. That's called the dormita. There is a tardema, there is a sleeping, because it's only an illusion, the fact that we are separate. So that cut is a cut in the matzah of sleep. That's why it's tardema. Tardema, the Arizal would say, is begimatria targum. It's a translation. That's how we filter things to ourselves. Shnayim mikra ve'echad targum. Shnayim mikra is poni befoni, because the two people are separate. That's why shnayim mikra. When is the targum, when you're connected from the back, which you just think that you're separate, that's called targum, that's translation. That's why it's echad targum. In targum is echad, in ponim befonim is shnayim. That's why shnayim mikra vechad targum. That's what Dari says. He says like this. Keman ve'aderaba, when we are connected by hook or by crook, einem koyach mashem kavlos ben, we are only living because of Hashem. Ach beboish es ponim, and this is something that we're embarrassed, that we can't face him. Keman de ochro de lav delay, that's called the hamad de kisufa, the bread of shame, is when you're connected, facing away. Connecting, facing away is the ultimate pain that the neshama can have. That you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not by choice. That you can't even face him because you're so different. And you can't separate. You think that you're separate. You think that you're facing away, but you're still schlepped by him. V'ine, v'zeu matzav nukva shezacharnu auchor be'ochor shel kol koich en olam izo. The koyach of the neshama, the koyach of existence is only from the Hashpov HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we fool ourselves, we look out, not realizing that we are getting from the back. That's why it's out. We're looking out, thinking that we have an independence, but who are we fooling? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to connect with him by our own choice. He didn't want to create a natural situation. He wanted a situation by choice. He needs Torah. He has to give us the ability to think that we're independent. If we would have known that we're connected, HaKadosh Baruch Hu by hook, by crook, so he says, you know something, instead of connecting from the back, let me connect from the front. So the only way to connect from the front is to feel that you are independent. And that's why the independent beings can connect from the front. If you are connected by hook, it's connecting from the back. Because for you to connect front to front, to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be like him, you have to be independent. But that is in a situation of sleep. And that's the world of Tardema. That's why the world was put asleep when that happened. They have to create an image or a feeling that they don't need Hashem. That's the concept of the Bechira, that when you're separate, you think that you're a separate being. And what happens is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives understanding that comes from the giver and goes to the receiver. That he goes into this concept of dreaming to think that he could be living on himself, to create this image of two separate beings. That's why it gives us the ability to try to do on our own. And that's what humans want. What humans want to be independent. There is this drive of independence. Because that's the ability to connect face to face. The connecting face to face is that. Then they could face the face of the king. That is a wife to her husband. And the king faces them. That's the difference between us and all the other creatures. We have the nesira. That splitting is the nesira, is the cut. This is the most important thing to the Bria. And this is how we become part of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. that split is the avoida of every Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the concept of the moilad. This is when the moon separates from the sun, that it gets her new, what is Shana? It's the beginning of the month, beginning of the year, but falls in the beginning of the month. Shezeh Chodesh Bakesel Yom Chageinu is the month that the moon is hidden. The moon has no light. It's the beginning of the moon. This is the beginning of the separation. We say, and this is the whole idea that Rosh Hashanah, we have this. If you ask Rosh Hashanah, for me, what's one of the most difficult things is this concept that you can't sleep on Rosh Hashanah. There is a big focus on not sleeping on Rosh Hashanah. How early you wake up before the halacha is that man de domich be Rosh Hashanah. If you sleep on Rosh Hashanah, you sleep the whole year. What does that mean, you sleep the whole year? So this we're going to say exactly what it means, because this is the splitting of the Bria. The humans are given that koach. This is the day of the Friday that Adam was created, and he was given the freedom of choice. That's why there is Midas Adin, because the ultimate Midas Adin is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an image, the image of sleep, that we go into the sleeping, into this slumbering mode, and we think that we're independent, and that's Midas Adin, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding himself to allow us to do it. The day of Rosh Hashanah is exactly to see that we want to wake ourselves up, that we want to be in the matzav, that even though we are sleeping, we still realize how connected we are. It's the ability to say, Ashkuchbok, we want to go, but we realize that that separation is not real. In essence, we're still connected to you. The only reason you're giving us an image, so what we want to do is waking ourselves up. That's why you're not allowed to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. Because if you sleep on Rosh Hashanah, you're violating, you're creating a world of an image which is not real. We want the world of the real. That's why the Rambam says, even though Tkiya Shofar Rosh Hashanah is Gzeiras HaKosov, Tkiya Shofar Rosh Hashanah is Gzeiras HaKosov, they can't explain. But Remez Yesh Bo, there is a Remez. Uru Yesheini Mitar Daschem, wake up. Elo HaYesheini BeHevli Hazman. What does the Rambam give Remozim? Rambam gives illusions. Because Rabbi said, this is what Shofar is all about. To realize that even though in the world that you see here, we're disconnected, there is a remez. You realize that there is an illusion that you're still connected. The feeling of Rosh Hashanah is that we depend on Him, that we're still connected, that we can't do alone. Is our ability to realize that life is nothing but a great slumber. By realizing that the reality is that we are connected, that we're still connected, allows us to actually function as human beings, to connect to Him, ponim b'fonim. Connecting to Him, ponim b'fonim, is only by realizing that in essence, we are still connected to Him, ocher b'ocher. Yes?
That's a metaphor of being the
exactly right. It's the beginning of that connection by choice. The beginning of the connection by choice is the realization that we are already connected. That's why the shofar is bringing out from us an innate voice that is very deep in our souls, which is the yearning, the pintalid that we are connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. To say that the ochir be'ochir turns to become ponim be'fonim. And that's what Tzodek will say. Take a look at Roshon and Rishis Yelayla. B'chor Roshona shu zecher le'obri yasodom. Le'alchen kol bo yoivrim. This is the zecher le'obri yasodom. Sifrei chayim v'sifrei meisim. This book of life, the book of death is open. Ki b'ri yasodom v'mayim nasi odom. Odom was created with nasi odom. V'dar shu chazal she'omar le'malchei ha'shores. Chazal the Medrash says, what means nasi odom? Let us make a man. What does it mean, let us make man? When he spoke to the angels became groups, various groups. Mehem, Amar lehem, Asheatem edamim, one would say, create Adam. The other group of Malachim say, don't create Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the angels, Asheatem edamim. While you are still arguing, Nasi Adam, Adam was already made. That's why Nasi Adam is in the passive, was already made. While you're arguing, Adam was made. So Adam was born through an argument of the Malachim, explains of Tzaddik. Pirush, Malachim em ha-koichu shoyne shes baruch v'chukulam kulim be'odam. The angels, what's an angel? An angel is a power, a emanation of Hashem, which is very like a laser beam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what Adam is? Adam is a group of malachim fighting with each other. We have these different desires, the different strengths, which are power opposites to each other. We are manic depressives. And that's the malachim. We live in that clash between malachim. That's our bria. Tzelem Elokim. What are we? We are in the image of Elokim. What does the word Elokim mean? The Nefesh HaChaim already says, Baal HaKoich Eskulam. Malachim is the one that controls all the powers. We men have all the powers, and we control those contradicting powers. That's why we are created in a debate between malachim. That fight between malachim is not only the original creation of Adam. This is what Adam is all about. And you know what life is all about? How we define ourselves. Which malachim win? So Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Amesim is how we are allowing our malachim to overrule. We live in this clashing world of malachim. The Midas Adin is which malachim win? Because we are this contradiction. We have this ability of being separate. This is what Adam is all about. The world was created with the concept that we are a balance sheet with all of these koiches.
כמו שאומר בשבת, the דיבור של השם יתברך, כי מה הסיבה של השם יתברך הוא עולם המלוכים. The דיבור of הקדוש ברוך הוא is the world of מלוכים, כמו שרכוס חז"ל, ויעשם דובר בפי בילם, ועל ידי שהם מדיינים מברים כחויסים, שהם פרטי כחויס אודם.
What Adam is? To decide on that argument, who is going to win. That's what Adam is. Adam is always trying to say, who is going to win in this מלוכים.
ממילא נעשה עוד בלעשייה, כל אל כל מיני כוחסיהם, והוא עוד בראשון, כל אל כל צדק, פשוט במשטר, וכולם תלוי ביפה באדם הראשון. וחיינו, כל הנפושת, ספרי חיים וספרי מייסים.
You realize ספרי חיים וספרי מייסים, it's us. It's not that we're going to be written on the book of life or the book of death. The book of life, the book of death, it's us. The question is, how do we tilt? Because we have the מלוכים of life and the מלוכים of death within us.
שכל הכל, שכולם מכל המניח, כל חושן הזה יוצא פרט פרטי נפוש, וכל ראשון המיסוי לזה כידוע, כל קדוש עשה זמן, דיסו מקד של הדין, סרוס אל תעדה, ביסו סדל הרוי לזמן, הוא שכבר היה.
And this is the time when we define ourselves. In ראשון, we define ourselves, are we ספרי חיים, or are ספרי מייסים?
וביסוי לזה, הסבוי נס, בכוי חודם, ממה לכל בוי למוי, ועם כולם בסקירה אחת, זה מסבוי נעשה עוד. Therefore, הקדוש ברוך הוא looks at us, in one look. What does it mean in one look? It looks at the balance sheet. How are we? How that malachim, how are we defined? That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. And he explains. ומצד הסבוננוס בכוחוי סבכויך השין הגם והפועל הסתרדמה.
When we start looking at ourselves as independent beings, this is what's called a slumber.
כידוע מטעם אריזה סול לדורמיתה. Why can't we sleep on Rosh Hashanah?
We can't wake up HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his sleep. So you realize, Shofar is not only to wake us up, says there is us to wake HaKadosh Baruch Hu up. And he explains the following.
The beginning of Atzilus, the beginning of the highest form of the spiritual world, is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents himself to us. It's called Atzilus because HaKadosh Baruch Hu emanates, he presents himself to us. But you know how much he presents himself to us?
שהשויפה בזה, הוא ביר זה כי ידוע את הצילוס, מה שהציל שבורך מאור כבוד הבלתי בלתך לסוג לסוף, ועל מה שעוד המסיק מהמיסוס עשה מסבורך מצד מידוי סף ושם שסבור אלו, זה נקרא אילם הצילוס.
You know what אילם הצילוס is? What we can understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Olam HaTzilus, is that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us? Is how much we can grasp from what he shows us.
That's why I told you, when you look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Kisei HaKovod, who do you see? You see yourself. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows you
The form of how much you show is how much you see. Moshe Rabbeinu called the Kodesh Baruch Hu Makach Ato Yisrael. He called the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the feminine. So Rashi says, why did he do that? Because Toshosh Koichok Shanekev, Shemoshke Nekev, because Moshe Rabbeinu felt like a female. If you feel like a female, you see a Kodesh Baruch Hu like a female. Therefore, if you are sleeping, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is sleeping. But he's sleeping because if you see him in a stage of sleeping, he will be in a stage of sleeping. The world of sleeping is the Kibiyochol, he doesn't talk to you. You're independent, he's asleep. You create a world of slumber. Rosh Hashanah is to wake us up from the slumber, umimela we wake HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the slumber, because if we see him out of our slumber, he will be out of the slumber also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself as much as we grasp of him. That's why it's called the small face. Why the Zohar is called the small face? You know why it's called the small face? Because it's dependent on us. The great face is God showing who he is independent of us. In that world that we connect face to face is the small face of God, because it's the face of God that depends on our face. That's why Chazal say, you know whose face is the Kisei HaKovod? V'zeur zeiran pin d'atzilus shehu tzuros shel Yaakov Avinu hachakuka b'Kisei HaKovod. That's why Yaakov Avinu is in the Kisei HaKovod. Shehu klal Yisrael shem masigi. Because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sum total of klal Yisrael, how we should understand him. That's a small face. Who represents us as a nation? Yaakov Avinu. So you know who's sitting on the Kisei HaKovod? Is Yaakov Avinu. That's why the Malachim saw Yaakov and they thought they saw God. So interesting, in the New York Times, when the Chofetz Chaim, somebody came, I saw once, somebody came to see the Chofetz Chaim, and the reporter writes, today I saw the God of Israel. And she's right, because the God of Israel is this. That's why Yaakov Avinu is the Kisei HaKovod, because it's the sum total of how we relate to him. That's how he shows to us. That's why it's called the small face. That's why God has two faces, the large face and the small face. You know what the difference between them is? The large face is independent of us. The small face is how we see him. And that's what he shows us. And therefore, if we live in a world of slumber, that we don't have a cognitive approach of his, that is only subconscious, that's why he says that Kudosh Baruch Hu is sleeping. Because if we are sleeping, he's sleeping also. That's why when Adam fell asleep, to be cut separate, fell asleep. Because now we don't see the reality. We live in the world of a dream. We live in a world that's just translated. It appears to be that Kodesh Baruch Hu is sleeping, but in essence, who's sleeping is us, and therefore he's sleeping also. V'zeu misoyer b'roshona, and this is in Roshona. Brias yetzer hora. This is, you know when it happened? When God made the two of us separate, and he created this world of a slumber, that we came to the world of imagination. This is the yetzer hora. The yetzer hora makes sure that we don't realize how connected we really are. He gives us that image that we are separate. So when we see the separation completely, total, v'yizgor baser tachtena, that's why when the cut is healed between us and the giver, this is the Yetzer Hara. Our avoid is to wake us up and to realize that we're never cut. The cut is never healed. I told you, this is the idea of the eclipse. The eclipse is telling you, you think that you're independent, I'm going to show you that you are not. I'm going to wake you up. That as much as you think that you're independent, you still depend on me. This is what we want to bring Rosh Hashanah. We want to bring God to our lives. That's why Rosh Hashanah is called the light. The light is to take the world away from slumber, to take that voice of connection and to bring it to reality, to bring us to a real world that in essence we're still connected. The connection by volition, face to face, is to give us a chance to have a deeper form of connection, but to realize that the separation is only part of a dream. It's only a shina. ויובו אסותם, that's why, וזה מסוירה בראשונה, מיני בישר הושם, וזה ויובו גם אסותם בצוח נמצא, that's why it says that the day of Roshana, the Satan comes to be masting. Who are yet a horror she also is born by long behind Moloch to Kuikasod, which gum Kuikasadi Shina, the Yushiv bottle, Kiyoshadomi. And therefore, the ultimate yet a horror, you know what it is? The one that put us in a slumber, that we think that we're independent, that we live in a world which is all fake. That is the Sotan. The concept of the Yetzer Hara is Misa, is death. Because the death is taking death matzav. That's why Shina, sleep, is 1/60th of death, is the teeth of death. Because you realize that death is the ultimate separation. Shina is the feeling of separation, is the idea that the cognitive doesn't exist. We live in a world of sleep. Do you know what the Yetzer Hara wants to do? To turn the sleep into death. And here we wake up that we don't. We don't want to be separate beings. We are connected. We are embryonically connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shivishtakush b'dimeze ba'astona. V'kol ha'shoifer. That's the Sotan. The Sotan is to tell us that we live in a world of slumber. And therefore God is sleeping. And therefore sleep leads you to death. And we want to wake up to say, no, that matzah of separation is only an image of sleeping. It's a slumber and it's not real. We want the world of real. That's why Matan Torah is Shofar. Because we receive Torah not because of us, by volition, because that's who we are. That's why Kofalim Har Kigigis, the Kodesh Baruch Hu forced us to get Torah, says the Maral, because Torah is not a choice. Torah is ours, because in the world of reality, we are connected. We can never separate. By hook or by crook, we are connected, either face-to-face or back-to-back. So therefore, that idea of the shofar matan Torah, this is the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, that this is every year to go ahead and to bring that concept to connection together, that leads to the shofar godol, which is Mashiach who come, and realize the whole world is connected by choice or not by choice. המיור בישין אז מיצא מקודד לכן כל שויפה שברשון הוא תחול עשה איסור לעסק התויר הטב לי בכל לשון הכול. This is what awakens us and puts us in the perspective to connect. כל חנפו דל גדלי הדיביס השמי אז כל שויפה ברשון הוא זויך לאיסור בשון עשה. The idea of Roshona is to wake up from the sleep. בכל איזו משון הכול הוא לשתל בתויר. And therefore there is nothing more antithetical to Roshona than sleeping. Sleeping and Rosh Hashanah is the opposite of each other. Our avodah is to wake up. All the idea of Rosh Hashanah is to wake up, not to allow that tardeba, that sleep that created the nesirah, that created the sleep. And that is called dormita dezo. So that's why the Arizal says that after chatzos, and after you heard ki ha'shofar, that you already woke up, then you could go sleep. See, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that if you look at the Yerushalmi says, man de domich be Rosh Hashanah. The word domich, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, it does mean if you fall asleep, is if you go to sleep. You're not allowed to go ahead and to go to bed to sleep. Because that's the message. The fact that sometimes we fall asleep, there's nothing wrong. But we can't go to sleep. We can't put in ourselves into a situation that we are not cognitive. Ani yeshena velibier is life. This is the time to take the libier into life. To realize that we are connected, that we depend on Him. That is the tikkun midas adin. Midas adin is an Kodesh Baruch Hu who hides Himself, creates that image of sleep. We want to bring and break that out. That's why the Arizal says, and I mentioned this several times, what is the barometer of a successful Rosh Hashanah? Is that feeling of connection that is very grain, is to be up, is to bring ourselves to a cognitive matzav. Like Mike always says, why in Matan Torah? What happened in Matan Torah? We fell asleep and the Kodesh Baruch Hu had to wake us up in Torah. That's why you don't sleep on Shavuos. Always said that's the idea, because Matan Torah is a great wake-up call. That great wake-up call is the wake-up call of Matan Torah. The Kodesh Baruch Hu realized how connected Kofalim Har Kigig is. And every Rosh Hashanah is a micro connection. Is the shofar. That's why if you look in shofars, there are three shofars that we mentioned in the Pesukim of shofars. There's the shofar of Matan Torah, there's the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, and there's the shofar of Mashiach. All of them are the same. And that's why the shofar is, if you look at what a shofar is the envelope of the bone. Because it's nothing but revealing the inner voice of ourselves, of the Libi air. to bring the Libier to the forefront and to realize that the world is an image, is a sleeping, is nothing but dream. That's why we say the tefillah kacholum yov, right? It's like a dream that's coming to reality. That's the realization of Rosh Hashanah. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us indeed that we should bring Shofar as a wake-up call for the whole year. And indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow us not to fall asleep the whole year, at least to be up. Because my son always told me, what's so bad the Yerushalmi says if you sleep in Rosh Hashanah, sleep the whole year? Some people love to sleep the whole year. But that's exactly it. If we sleep the whole year, we miss the opportunity. The world is made for those who are aware and awake. Ani Yeshena Vilibia. Have a good gizun kibbutz for everybody.